The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Did your mothers ever write down your first words in your baby book? Do you remember what your kids' first words were? I believe mine was cat. Most kids start out with mama, I think. Very soon, in that progression of learning words, and it might actually be more often a first word than mothers are willing to write in the baby book, but one of those first words is always no. Right? And somewhere shortly after in that progression come the words, "I do." Like, "No, you're not going to do this for me. I do." Meaning, I'm not a little kid. And even little toddlers will do this. Don't treat me like a child. I do. And as we get older, the worst thing anyone can call us is a child. Right? Some of you, the baby of the family, I'm 51 years old. I'm still the kid. Fourth child. I'm pointing this out because in our second lesson from 1 John, we get this wonderful good news. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And isn't that just about the best good news there is? Through water and the Word, God names us, God claims us, God says, "You, just like Jesus, you are my beloved child." And what is our response? "I'm not a baby. I do." That's our rebellious spirit that even says to God, "You know, I'm grateful to be your child and all, but I want to have things my way. I want to do things my way. I want my priorities to be my life. Right? And yet we are children of God. What does this mean? Is this good news? I hope it's good news. I think sometimes the good news of being someone's child, it sometimes only seems good when you think about the inheritance. You think about the perks, right? I remember first getting my driver's license. And we lived 13 miles out of town. And I would drive in for jazz band, I would drive in for school, and my folks got me my first car. It was a used car, but it was a 1977 Monte Carlo. Loved that car. But it got like 11 gallons to the mile. I'm not kidding on that. But one of the perks that came with my being a child of Benjamin was Benjamin had an account at the local farmers union, Senex Station. And I could haul that big old car up to a gas pump any day, except Sundays, fill it up, and go inside and say, my dad says put it on his tab. And they knew that car, and they knew my dad, and they knew my dad was good for it. One of the perks of being a child of Benjamin. What are the blessings, the benefits of being a child then of Almighty God? Is it something that excites you? Is it something that energizes you? Is it something that wakes you up in the morning and says, wow, this day is in the Lord's hands? Because I am a child of God. Or is it something maybe we take for granted and we don't think about as much? I was just reading something that Episcopal Bishop Jeff Fisher had written about when he had been a parish priest in Waco, Texas. And he says, you know, occasionally I would attend sporting events at Baylor because Baylor is the fuel that feeds Waco. And he writes, one night I attended a Baylor men's basketball game with a friend who was also a priest. During a timeout in the game, cheerleaders ran down onto the court carrying boxes of hot pizzas from Pizza Hut. The cheerleaders then led us in a contest. The contest was that those in the stands who cheered the loudest were given an opportunity to win a free pizza. Consequently, children of all ages screamed at the top of their lungs. Women began to squeal with excitement. Fully grown men jumped up and down like schoolgirls, yelling, I want a pizza! I want a pizza! I want a pizza! And my friend turned to me and replied, I just wish people would get half as excited about receiving communion. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are children of a living God. The resurrection of Jesus was a real thing. He came back time and time again so that his disciples could actually realize it was really him. He wasn't just a ghost. He showed them his wounds. He blessed them with the gift of peace You see, every time he came amongst them after the resurrection, they were scared. They were still living what they had seen Good Friday. But he kept coming to them and alleviating their fears and blessing them with his peace, the peace of the risen Christ, not the peace as the world gives, not the peace that comes from getting that free pizza or catching the t-shirt, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are children of the living God, fellow heirs to the kingdom of heaven. We need not fear following Jesus, because the risen Christ is already among us. You are witnesses to these things. You are witnesses of the good news. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.